As the mighty Master Saint Germain speaks his heart to us, we offer him our love, our gratitude, and unconditional obedience and cooperation with him for eternity. And may it be enough to render that service to America that is required at this hour to forever prevent what the hordes of the shadows intend against our nation or our people, or that which is of God anywhere. Beloved ones of my heart of freedom, beloved ones of the heart of the world, beloved ones of the heart of America, I come to you today to bring again within you the feeling of victory and closeness with us in the power we are releasing for the protection of all that is of God within the nation, all that is constructive throughout the world. I wish to help you today to dwell in the awareness of our consciousness, the awareness of our closeness, of our presence with you. And the power that we can release into you and through and around and for you depends on the amount of awareness in your feeling of our presence with you. Therefore, whenever you need anything in the outer world, call for our ascended master consciousness and sacred fire awareness of our presence, our power, and our answer to you. Charge yourselves with our ascended master feeling of our presence with you, surrounding you, enfolding you in the various activities of the sacred fire that you may need from day to day. The amount of power that we can release through you and to you and for you depends on the amount of time in the day that you are aware of our presence. Now, it doesn't mean to sit in the corner in contemplation all day. It means to be aware of our outpouring in and through and around you in everything you do. The outer world's activities become strenuous and absorb your energy, because during the time that you are handling them, you are not aware of the sacred fire sun presence that we have sent forth in and around you to help you handle the situation. Now, we are pouring constantly, every moment, waking and sleeping. We are surging forward. The constant release of these activities of the sacred fire that bring you miracles and victories and help without limit. But you can only connect with them by being aware of them. Therefore, when you need to be aware of the power we're pouring, it is necessary for you to take a commanding attitude to your outer self. Now, I know intellectually you want to be aware of us. The need of your outer activities makes you in the feeling desire to be aware of us. But the feeling world, the emotional body of each one of you, is so filled with the desires, past and present, of yourselves and the world around you, that it forms a barrier It's just like a door to a room. Unless you open it or unlock it and throw it open so someone can come in to assist you, so someone doesn't enter. So now it becomes your responsibility to command the outer self to be aware constantly that everything that the ascended masters are pouring forth into you and your world to assist you at this time and to assist the nation, this surge is coming forth constantly. Therefore, you must command the outer self to accept that it is flowing constantly. Therefore, when you turn to your beloved I Am Presence and ask it to keep your outer self aware of what we are pouring to assist you, and you command the outer self to accept our assistance, then we've got a threefold action of life that will bring into outer manifestation the fulfillment of your goal. You have your beloved I Am Presence. You have our presence and our activity of the sacred fire, which those are our presence and our activity of the sacred fire are one. Then you have the outer self. And therefore, when you command this outer self to accept every day all the help we are pouring to make you victorious over all outer world conditions, if you will command, then you call to your beloved I Am Presence to keep surging into you the awareness of our presence, then whatever we pour from moment to moment can bring into manifestation the fulfillment of your calls. I'm trying to bring this to you, give you the feeling of acceptance. You can command and you can demand these activities of life and life's perfection. But to make the outer self feel the manifestation for which you call is the thing that gives you instantaneous fulfillment of your calls. This is vitally necessary. Suppose you needed to pay a bill, and I want to give you the money to pay it with. If you didn't make your outer self aware that I wanted to give it to you, it wouldn't make any difference how much I had or how much I tried to pour to you. You would not let it in if you were not aware that I wanted to do it. And I do want to pay your bills by the action of the cosmic law. Thank you so much. Now, you can make your calls to us to purify the outer self, release what you require to fulfill the divine plan. And then, turning to your beloved I Am Presence, ask it to keep the outer self aware of our presence and fill your outer self with what it knows you need to accept the fulfillment of our presence with you. I'm getting into you today, whether you know it or not. I'm determined to bring this into your outer use. Because the outer world, in the emotional bodies of the people, is leaning on this and that and something else. The fear is coming in. There's a constant change in the outer world supply. And the people are uncertain as to what to do. I do not want you to get into that feeling. We want you to be assured that when you call the law into action, we are the law. We fulfill the law. The law is embodied in us because we have taken the responsibility of purifying the physical octave, bringing all into divine order, harmoniously and permanently. Therefore, the service that you render to yourself must be your call to your beloved I Am presence to take command of the outer self and make it do what enables us to fulfill your calls and produce the manifestation for you. Because, dear hearts, there's no obstruction in your beloved I Am presence to the fulfillment of your call. There's no obstruction from our octave. So the only obstruction there is in your own mental and feeling world. And therefore, when you command the outer self to accept the help we give, then you ask your beloved I Am presence to fill you with what it knows you need in order to accept our manifestation. Well, then, if you issue your call, you call your beloved I Am presence, and we set the law into action. Now, whenever there seems to be delay or lack of any good thing, do you remember what I said in the very beginning of this instruction? In the fullness of the presence is the love that you require. Therefore, you need to send the love of the outer self to the presence. Ask the love of the presence to come into the condition, into you, and fill you with what it knows you need to receive the gift we want to give. And in the fullness of the presence are the things that you desire. The law requires that you give your love to your presence first. The law requires that you lean on your presence and depend on it to pour into you what it knows you need to fulfill the divine plan. Then we are the fulfillment of the divine plan, and we can bring into your outer conditions what your presence requires to fulfill the divine plan that sets you free. So don't withhold this from any part of life anywhere. When any part of life requires help or is caught in the whirlwind of distress, turn back to your presence, pour your love there, then ask the presence to fill you with what it knows is required in the situation to fulfill the divine plan. Then, if you have something to do with the fulfillment of the divine plan, you'll do the right thing. If you do not have anything to do with that, and it needs our assistance, well then, you will call to us, or the presence will call to us to release whatever gives the assistance that fulfills the divine plan. And precious ones, don't fail. Don't ever refuse to ask the presence to fulfill its divine plan for you now, because that's the only thing that will produce harmony. It's the only thing that will hold you protected. It is the only thing by which perfection can come. Now you might, the intellect thinks these things sometimes because the feeling don't want to give obedience. Lots of time, many times, your feeling says, well, I want this. And it did oppose the perfection of the two first golden ages is the reason the outer self turned away from that which was already perfection. So So that feeling will very often throw fear into the mind with an argument that you don't know whether you're ready for the divine plan fulfilled yet or not. You have to finish some other things first. That's just getting your own way, and the thing that wants its own way that's opposed to the perfection of the presence will never bring you happiness nor freedom. That's the hypnotic brainwashing of the outer world. It's nothing but psychic nonsense and plain selfishness. So I'm here to give you that which the world cannot give you. So when you keep anything there is obstruction in your outer way, world, in any of your activities, or any delay, turn back to your presence, pour your love there. Ask the presence to come into you and fill you with what it knows you need to master that situation. Make you master over it, because your mastery is your presence. Your presence is your mastery. Mastery is not just us doing this or that or the other thing to solve a problem or overcome a situation. Mastery is your presence blazing inside of you whatever manifests its divine plan fulfilled out here. And its divine plan will never give you discord. I will never give you discord. And then you've only one thing to do. You must shut off the feeling in the outer self that is determined to want to do this or that or the other thing. The only determination it should be is the mighty I'm presence come into me and see each minute of each day I fulfill your divine plan your way. You could have such blessings. You could have such miracles as you don't even believe exist at this time if you will set that habit. And that's what I meant when I said, in the fullness of the presence is the love that you require. In the fullness of the presence are the things that you desire. For if you will do this, the presence will, when you say, fill me with what you want me to have that fulfills your divine plan out here, then the presence says, well, I fill you with my love and purity and peace and harmony, and here are the things of the outer world. In one wave of its love, it can draw to you what you couldn't draw to yourselves in 100 lifetimes by human desire. So when you command that outer self to now let go of all human desire, remember, there's only one desire that produces perfection, and that's the heart desire within the outer self, which is the desire of the mighty I Am presence, the higher mental body. And when you say to your beloved I Am presence, I give you my love, come into me and fill me with what you know fulfills your divine plan out here, but keep me and everything in my world invincible against all human desire. Now don't let your intellect say, well, aren't there any constructive human desires? I say no. And I'll always say no, now and for eternity. There never was anything good in human desire. There never will be. Because the human opposes the perfection of what the presence and the ascended host want for you. And there never was anything caused disturbance in your emotional bodies but your own human desire or the radiation of the human desire from others. I'm trying to give you invincible protection if you believe me today. Thank you so much, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? Just remain so. Did you ever get in your own way when you wanted to go somewhere? Think this through. How many times have you been in a hurry to go do something or get something, and you get into your own way? You stumble, and you can be looking right at the thing you're after, and you won't see it. That's what I'm talking about. That's the obstruction. In the feeling world of the outer self. But when you say to your beloved, I am presence, I send you my love. Come into me and fulfill your divine plan out here through me. Your presence clears the way. Your presence settles your feeling. And the presence can do in an instant what you cannot do if you struggled a lifetime. Please remember the miracle power of the love of your presence. Then if your presence needs our assistance, or what we're particularly trying to bring to you for help, then as it calls to us, we enfold you or the condition in what we know fulfills the divine plan of your presence. Your presence may want to assist us in some outer world activity for the protection of your nation. So when you ask to fulfill the divine plan of your presence, then it would call to us, and we would draw into your outer use whatever would give you the protection you would need while the presence was accomplishing what needed to be done in the outer world. So, blessed ones, if all the energy people use to complain about things and whine about things and wish about things were used to command the perfection of the presence, the divine plan of the presence, to fill the outer self and fulfill its divine plan out here, if the only that one call were, it would keep your feeling harmonized. It would keep purity in your feeling world. It would keep purity in the world around you. It would enable you to cooperate with us and us to give you the greater blessings of life. It will enable us to give you what we never can give you until you do it. Now, I know there are many conditions in the outer world that are uncomfortable. That is perfectly true because they're discordant. Perfectly aware of that. I've handled them for centuries. I know more about them than you do. Do you remember my saying, human nature changes very little through the centuries, and I have cause to know? Remember I said that? I've said it many times. Well then, until you are the commanding presence in the outer self, to make it do the will of your beloved I Am presence, it will go right on in problems and condition and suffering which otherwise could be avoided. I am determined, because of America's need, to keep you people as harmonious as I can, if you will let me. And if you'll call to your beloved I Am presence, come into you and fill you with what makes you fulfill its divine plan out here, my dear ones, you'll find you are the peace-commanding presence. Because that which your presence will pour forth through you into outer conditions will never create discord for you. And that's what I meant when I said use the command, I am the always the peace-commanding presence. If I could only awaken mankind to the realization of what enough love to the presence will do for this outer self, then I can awaken the intellect, and consume the obstruction to what the higher mental body can do through the outer self. You have no idea, my dear ones, the amount of energy that people requalify day after day after day with a complaint about somebody else, what somebody else is doing wrong, and maybe that other person isn't doing wrong at all. Just because you think the other person's doing wrong doesn't necessarily make it a fact that the other person is doing wrong. If you will keep the attention back to the presence, by enough love to the presence will have the way harmonized and clear to fulfill its own divine plan out here. And who knows what your presence can give you in the way of miracles and victories and blessings that it wants to produce in manifestation out here way in advance of what the rest of mankind has. If we could keep all of you under this radiation, purified and harmonized, for 30 days, we could remove the war entity of the world. If we were absolutely certain that there wouldn't be a breath of discord among you, we could remove the sinister force from the world. So now you will help us tremendously if you will command this outer self to fulfill the divine plan of the presence, ask the presence to come into you and fulfill his divine plan through you, then call to us to enfold you in the sun presence of our sacred fire victory. And we will fulfill then in outer physical conditions whatever the presence wants to do with us to help the nation or the world. Now, one more thing. You want our visible, tangible presence. We want to come. And the obstruction is not in ours. Octave, it's not from our side of life at all. And now listen to me. You're not making any noise. Listen to me. What the nation needs is the manifestation of our visible, tangible presence. You want to see us. We want to come. And the nation needs us. For I assure you, if when the cosmic law permits, enough of the people within this nation to see our presence, to see the angelic host, to see the manifestations of the sacred fire, the godlessness in those who as yet do not choose to serve the constructive way of life, the godlessness will be annihilated. And it is well that it should be, and it is imperative it should come as soon as possible. For I assure you, we'll consume it. Thank you so much. Now then, it is the predominant practice of the sinister force to warp the reason of people, individuals in positions of trust and authority, to keep them from reasoning divinely, to acknowledge, admit, and reveal the truth that sets the people free. And so, since this acts in the intellect and also in the emotional body, it is a type of consciousness that needs to be consumed from all life within your borders if the nation is to have protection. So, from today, if you care to call to your beloved I Am Presence, send your love there and call to it to manifest through you the fulfillment of its divine plan that compels a revealment to the people of this nation of our existence, our reality, our authority, and our power of command to come into outer physical conditions and force the godlessness out of all life. And I assure you, when the sacred fire is drawn into the physical octave by our command, there will no one deny it. This thing which the sinister force has imposed upon the nation under the guise of communism and socialism and many other things that are just the warping of the reason of the outer self, this type of consciousness needs to be consumed. And the only consuming of it is done by the sacred fire which we direct. So if you care to love your presence enough to ask it to come into you and fulfill its divine plan through you, to cooperate with us till that hour when we are revealed to the masses of the people, you cannot be discordant or in danger or lack for any good thing. And if you care to join us in this demand for that which the nation needs, I assure you, we will be present with you. And when you say to your beloved, I Am Presence, all the love at your command, come into me and do through me whatever keeps me aware of the presence of the Ascended Host with me and their assistance in the hour to fulfill your divine plan. And we will be with you, closer than breathing and nearer than hands and feet, and visible to your physical senses. Visible to your physical sight, tangible to your physical senses, if you want to cooperate with us to that accomplishment for the nation. Thank you, dear hearts of my freedom, dear hearts of America. In the hour of crisis, in the beginning of this nation's history, I came, and I was visible and I was tangible to the early patriots. A certain number of them knew I was real. The nation is in a crisis. You are aware of my presence. There is a way and means of our becoming visible and tangible to the people of the nation. So if I may have your cooperation in your love to your presence and the call for its divine plan fulfilled in, through, and around you that enables us to come into outer world conditions, visible and tangible, and unmistakably manifest to the annihilation of the godlessness in mankind's consciousness. I assure you, if you care to render me this service, I will, without limit, give you blessings for eternity. There is no balance that you can give, beloved ones, for your assistance to your ascension. There is no balance for that. But if you just render me this service for the saving of the nation, the slaughter and viciousness may not come here like it is in the rest of the world. I assure you, there isn't one thing I will withhold from you to give you happiness and purity and protection and supply, regardless of what is acting in the outer world. So if you care to give this decree, cooperate with it, and give me this opportunity to prevent the worst of what is intended. I assure you, I will forever bless you with all my life can give for eternity. America needs you this hour as never before. America needs our sacred fire to annihilate the godlessness in the consciousness of the people. And we are here to reveal the God presence of life, the God power of control, the God victory of the sacred fire, and the God purity that is the freedom of my heart and the violet flame love's blessing to life for eternity. Thank you with all my heart. Thank you, beloved Saint Germain. And to thou, beloved mighty I am presence of each one under this radiation, come into us, blaze through us whatever fulfills the divine plan that gives beloved Saint Germain every cooperation possible, until the release of enough sacred fire wipes the godlessness out of the life of the American people and forever reveals the ascended master's octave, visible and tangible to all, until the hordes of the shadows are forever consumed in the sacred fire's eternal victory over all of this world. And thank you for the presence of beloved Saint Germain with us. And thank you for the opportunity of carrying the light and blazing the sacred fire that consumes from all life everything that's not the God creation of perfection for eternity. And thank you for the love of our beloved Saint Germain and all the ascended hosts down the ages, until there comes everywhere that which is the fulfillment of his heart's desire, the divine plan made manifest for the nation to which he gave his life. And we thank thee. For the brothers of the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all of this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such invincible sacred fire victory over all in this world, that wherever we abide, the ascended host can become visible at any moment for the freedom of all. And we thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us with whatever fulfills the ascended master's divine plan through us, and that holds the ascended master's sacred fire victory everywhere in through and around us, till our nation is purified and the victory of eternity takes the place of human creation forever. And we thank thee. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty Saint Germain, and all who poured their love to the people of earth down through the ages. And out of the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, do we call as never before to clothe us all in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame of thought, and cutting us free from all connection from the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it, and pour into its distress the mighty I Am Presence, divine plan fulfilled through those under this radiation, manifested without limit, until we give to beloved Saint Germain everything he needs to wipe out the godlessness out of the consciousness of the life of all within our borders. And let there be the end of that which desecrates what God has given us. Bless these beloved I Am students with everything your heart can give, until they manifest forever their invincible heart command to life, and the eternal freedom of beloved Saint Germain's violet flaming purifying love to life has raised those under this radiation into the same fullness and great perfection to which he has attained. And may we, as his violet flame family of eternal purifying freedom, blaze now with that power which he alone can give until the purification of this world is complete for eternity. We thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all. To our beloved mighty I Am Presence and blessed Saint Germain, and all who minister with him to the people of this nation, until enough purity and victory of their sacred fire love has come into our physical conditions and forever put an end to that which dishonors God. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to call forth all it contains into the outer use of those under this radiation. Flood them with everything the Ascended Master's octave can give. Flood them with everything that fulfills the divine plan in outer physical conditions, everywhere they move, invincible forever against all that is not the Ascended Master's sacred fire victory for eternity, and making them the custodians of the wealth of the world. Command and compel everything on this earth purified, raised and used into the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way, without passing through the change called death. And now may the heart realm and the heart flame, the heart desire and the heart victory of beloved Saint Germain's violet flame love and purifying freedom to life blaze into and around us all the cosmic sun presence of his visible, tangible presence with us wherever we abide, until he is visible and tangible to all in this world for eternity. And we thank thee. Now, as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, all the sacred fire, and now all the great central sun's cosmic sacred fire concentration of invincible, eternal purity to blaze to this earth the complete annihilation of all human creation as quickly as possible. And we thank thee. And now as we receive the blessing of eternal peace, we ask the great Elohim of peace and all the ascended masters and cosmic beings and great angelic hosts to concentrate its world-enfolding sun presence of such cosmic concentration of its invincible, purifying peace that mankind cannot go on with discord and create more for any reason whatsoever.